to in Laws of Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah Peites, chapter 89. Today we will learn subsection 7. We were talking about all the different things you are not permitted to do before you start your davening, before you start praying. So again, prayer would mean the Amida, but of course then because the whole everything follows before the Amida, so it means generally before you start the davening. So you can't eat or drink, and you know various different laws. You can't even greet people in a very specific way. You can say good morning, but not to go to people's homes if you meet them in shul. I mean, there's various restrictions. Today we're going to learn about it is even prohibited to study. So it says here that asur afilu lilmed asur. That once the time of davening arrives, and we learned the time of davening begins, the time of davening is dawn. Dawn is the legal time. Even though we have to wait till the sun really is visible because of people made a mistake, but the real time, technically, from the Torah, it's from dawn. So you're not even permitted to study once the time of davening becomes. Im hu rogil hispalil. If he is normally accustomed to daven in his study hall by himself, if it's by yourself that you pray, then you're not allowed to daven, and you're not normally, usually going to the shul to daven. So in that case, yesh lochus shemo yimshech bilimudoy. We worry that you might extend, be engrossed, involved, drawn into your study, and v'yavrizman krishmo tefillah, and then you might pass the time for reading the Shema and the davening. So because you daven on your own, and if you're going to start learning, and you're going to get involved in this subject, we're afraid that you might sort of forget your obligation of davening and saying the Shema, and you might get involved in what you're studying, and you'll forget, and you'll pass the time for reading the Shema and for davening. But one who is normally goes to the shul, so mutar lilmed bebeisay atshas tefilas hatzibur. Then you're allowed to learn at home until the time they pray in the community. So if you want to get up early and learn, that's fine. But then you go because your normal practice is to go to the shul to daven with the minyan. We don't worry that you're going to forget and that you're going to extend your learning beyond the time of Shema and davening.
That's
before the minyan, right? But then we know we go with the minyan to daven afterwards. It will be different if you daven at home. Let's see, there's further stipulations here. If one who teaches others, he's a teacher, teaches other people, then even if you are not usually, normally going to go to, not accustomed to go to the shul, mutar, it's still permissible, kiven shasho everes. Since the time passes, in other words, it's an opportunity to teach many people, and if you're not going to teach them now because you're going to go daven first, so your time of your ability to teach the people is going to pass. You're not going to be able to get them together again. So, shizchus harabim dover godlu. Because the merit of a public of many people is a great merit. This is something very big to learn with a few people, with some people together. If they don't study now, then yizbatlu, they're going to waste. Now it's going to go to waste. And they're not going to be able to learn afterwards. And therefore, he says, he is very interesting. Even if you are extending your learning to the time that the time for reading the Shema and the Tefillah is passing. So you're in the middle of a class and you have people learning with you. So there's a community learning together. And now you see that the time, you're looking at your watch, you're seeing, well, if you continue learning, the time for your Shema, the times for your davening is going to pass. He still not stop his learning. Kfish is Moshe is Bayer b'Simen Kuvav, as explained in Simen Kuvav, Siv Dalet, as we'll learn over there the specifics of these laws. But of course, this only talks about a situation which it happens to be in the case, but you don't set yourself up for that. The case, probably the scenario will be like in a case, just let's give in a case. So say our class meets here, let's say a quarter after eight, let's say, right? And let's say for some reason the rabbi was late and didn't get up in the morning for the davening, and he comes in time for the class. So he comes a quarter after eight. But if he's going to give the class, then he's going to end up davening, the time for davening hell has already passed. So, in that case, it says, don't give up the class, because there's people learning, there's a public learning. That is more important than you davening in the time, as we learn over there. In that case, it would be more important, but that doesn't mean that you should schedule that. You should get up in time and daven in time. But what happened if an accident happened or something happened after the fact? So he's telling you that the learning, the class, is more important even than davening on time or reading the Shema on time. But we'll have to read more of the laws over there in chapter 106 later on. Let's do subsection 8. You can, whenever you need to go, you can go, okay? You'll be, you're excused. It is permissible, have a good day. It is permissible to enter into a bath in the old days, in particular. Today too, we take a shower or we take a bath but in the olden days it was more involved. First of all, not everybody had their own bath in their homes. They used to have a special building and a special place, which is a communal bath. People would come in there, and it was more involved. It wasn't like a quick shower or something like that. So he says one is permissible, and you know, some of these laws also apply to before mincha and shachris, and but he says over here, he says one is allowed to enter a bath and also to take a haircut close to shachris. So which he says close to shachris would mean, it doesn't say it right now, I think, but it means a half an hour before, that means close to shachris, a half an hour before alos, so before the time of shachris. We don't worry, because before mincha you can't, when the time of mincha comes, you cannot enter even a half an hour before the time of mincha. Over there the chachamim decreed by mincha, that is a common thing, because most people, they go into the bathhouse during the daytime. I guess it's almost like going to the gym or going somewhere. So, you know, it takes, you know, people go, they take a schwitz and they take a cold and a hot and a whole.
There was no electricity at night to see. And
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Besides the point. Yeah. But most people. So over there, the rabbis didn't want you even to go in a half an hour before mincha. They wanted you first to daven mincha because they were worried that you might get involved in the bathhouse over there and you might forget and miss the time for mincha. So they told you to daven mincha first. But in the morning, abo b'shachar, but in the morning, dover shein imotzuhu. It's not a common thing for people to go to the bathhouse at that time. Le'gozru boy, they have not decreed over there not to do it at a half an hour before shachris, so it is okay. To flip the skin, this is the tanneries. So the tanneries, that also gets into gets involved, and you know, I find it all the time. You know, personally, I find it that, you know, let's say you have a time set for minyan, right? And then you let's say you're on the computer, you want to do one more thing, and you always find that you get dragged in, you know, like you don't want to waste, okay, so you have a, let's say you have a 10-minute space over here, that you can do something. So you start doing it because it's 10 minutes before you got to go to shul, but then, you know, it's going to take 15 minutes. You know, something is going to, you're going to, oh, today before Shaka, before I had to take my son to his ride, I just wanted to order something online. Well, the credit card didn't work exactly this, so so you gotta, and then, you know, but it always, something always happens, you know, but the Chacham were very, very wise in this way, telling us in the olden days, people didn't deal with computers, but they went into the tannery. So even though, oh, I've just got to flip the skin on the other side to get it, so he says, that is prohibited. V'chom loch ge'etzba, and other kind of work, any work that detracts, that could take more time, they didn't allow you to do it before mincha. You can't do it before shachris either. If it's prohibited before mincha, you cannot do it before shachris either. Because this is common. A person will get up to work before dawn. That's a common thing. So the Chachamim did say, don't get involved in any work that might drag you in, so that you might forget to daf mincha. So we can't shachris. So you can't do that before shachris either.
But I thought you said you can go take a bath and have your hair cut before shachris.
Because he says that the bath and the things are not usually done before shachris. We're talking about the bathhouse, like I said, like the prolonged bathhouse, not the shower that we're talking about over here. So he said that most of the time, this bathhouse is a procedure people go through the day. So therefore, before shachris, the Chacham didn't bother decreeing about that. But when it talks about going to the tannery or going to other work, people do get up earlier and start getting to the work earlier. So over there, if you can't do it before mincha, you can't do it before shachris. Let me explain to you. In the Talmud, there is a Mishnah, in Tractate Shabbos, which starts telling you the things you're not allowed to do before mincha. And no, he says you can't take a haircut, and you can't go study, all these things that we're doing over here, you can't, some of the things. So now, he's trying to see, well, what about shachris? So he's telling you, shachris, some of the things apply, some things don't. So he tells you that going into the tannery, you can't do before shachris either, which is even samuch l'mincha, which is a half an hour before mincha. But taking a bath, because it's so uncommon, you could do it. Now, but this doesn't talk about our showers over here, which are limited and they're just a small time. This is different. So that you can do before mincha conceivably either. We're almost done. One more sieve. Subsection 9. B'shas adchak. Sometimes when you're pressed, you know, there's a time that you're pressed. For example, kigoin, as for example, shetorach lashkim lotzis l'derech. Maybe you have to leave early in the morning. And, you know, ben beraglo, ben bekorna, b'sfina, whether you're going by foot, or you're going with a carriage, or you're going with a boat. Ve'ein ha-sheyorim amtenas lo ya'adachat netzach chamo l'ispalel tfilos yudches ki mitzvosi bebeisim mi'umad. And the caravan, like I said, the caravan, in the old days when people would go by foot, they would usually go with a group of people because they would be attacked, and they would go through the forest, they would go through places. So people wouldn't travel by themselves because the bandits would attack them. So what happens is the caravan, the group that's going, isn't waiting for you. The boat isn't waiting, or the wagon that you're going, the taxi, the wagon isn't waiting. So you have to go out, you have to leave. So that in such a situation, and they're not going to wait till after Netzach Chama, till after the sun rises, Adach Netzach Chama, so that you can daven lispal tzvizichas kumitzvaz beisim. So then, if they waited, you can do after the sun comes out. You'll daven the Shemoneh, the Amida at home, Me'umad, while you're standing. So, but what do? You can't. They're not waiting for you. What do you do? So he says like this. So you are allowed to pray already from the time of dawn. So you could pray from dawn before you leave. And if it's so much light so that you can recognize your friend within 4 amas, that is the shiur for the Shema, so that you can recognize your friend within for Amitz Shuzman Kriya Shema, Yikra Gam Kriya Shema Birchaso Beveisoi. So then you should also read the Shema and the blessing in your home. V'yismach Geula L'Tfila, and then you should have the Geula close to the Tfila, which means the blessing, you'll daven the regular way. V'yismach Geula L'Tfila, the last blessing that follows the Shema is called Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. So you'll say Goal Yisrael and you'll start to davening. So there is, that's important too. So basically, if it's enough light to do from starting from Amud, after, even though it's before Neitzachama, if you can do the Shema from the time that is already enough light so you can tell, and then you can do the Geula, then you do the blessings, and then you do the Amida, and you finish before Neitzachama, that's okay, because you're pressed. Normally, if you're not pressed, you should do the Amida after Neitzachama, but in a time when you're pressed, you can do it before Neitzachama, as long as it's after Amud HaShachar. However, yeah?
Is Neitzachama part of the service of those two Hebrew words? Is that part of a prayer?
No, Neitzachama means when the sun sparks. That means when you actually see the sun. Neitzachama. The sparkling of the sun. So now, the im lo heir hayem kol kach. But if it's not yet so light, in other words, you can't do the Shema yet. You can't do the Shema, but it's still after Amud HaShachar, but it's not yet light enough to do the Shema. So then, Yispalel Yudches Levado Beveisu Me'umant. So you shall daven just the Amida by itself while standing in your home. V'yamtin, you should wait Malikris Kriya Shema Ache Yagia Zmano, until the time will come for the reading of the Shema. Im Efsher Likroiso Baderech Kimitzvoso. If you are able to read it, the root as the proper, as the command in the proper way, that is the Hainu. Sheyamid v'yikaven b'posu kodishin. That means that he should be standing and should having in mind in the first verse, you have to pay attention to what you're saying. Commission is by b'simun m'ches to accept the yoke of Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. As explained in Simun M'ches. So, Aval Tfila Shitzricha. So he says, daven at home with the Amida. Read the Shema if you are able to do it on the road. Why should we not also tell you? Why don't we tell you? Just wait till go on the road and stop on the road and do the Amida over there too. So, but he says no. Aval Tfila Shitzricha Amida Bekula. Since you need to stand the entire time. Ordinarily, we say that you're probably not going to have the opportunity to daven on the road in time while standing. It's not going to happen. And therefore, because normally the people of the group are not going to want to wait for you to do the Amida. Or even if they will wait, but you're going to be so preoccupied, oh, I got to finish because they're waiting for me. He's not going to be able to have a kavanah when he's done, which is Barbi Simon Tzadik Dalet, as will be explained in section 94. Over there it's in Sif Hay, subsection 5. The Fikoch. So therefore, the best choice is, so you have to daven while standing before you leave the home. Even though you're not going to be making the bracha Goel Yisrael next to the davening, because you didn't do the Shema with the brachas, you're just doing the Amida. And also the main time, the right time that we actually do it, which is when the sun comes out, hasn't reached yet. Because doing your prayer while you're standing is equal and greater than the other parts. So you have a choice. Either you're going to daven before the right time, in other words, you're davening before Neitzachama, before you're leaving the house, the sun isn't out yet. Excuse me. You're also not going to be able to do Geula L'Tfila. You're not going to be able to do the Shema before the davening. And but you're going to be able to stand the entire davening. That is more important. And then later on, you'll do the Shema, and we're assuming that for the Shema, you're going to find a spot to stop, so you can have a kavana for a minute.
Isn't there a time in the morning that you have to say the Shema by?
Yeah.
Is it because the Amida follows that and has to be said by a certain time also?
No, it's just because it says Bishvil of Kumecha. That's when the Chumah, when you get up, that's the first 3 hours of the day. That's up till a quarter of the day.
Right.
Up till then. We're talking about from the beginning of the time. We're talking about the start time. Nefikach. Okay, but Akshav, he says, Akshav ein reva oilam nizharim b'zeh. Now, most of the people aren't careful. Now, people are not going to daven first, so an answer and then do the, they're just going to wait, and they'll do everything later on. People are not going to do the Amida first, and the reason is l'fshet tefila ma'umad eina gedoyla mismichas gula l'tefila. The only reason why we're saying standing up is more important than making the gula tefila el mishum she'omed yochel l'kaven heitav. It's just because when you're standing, you can have more kavana while you're standing. But v'achshav ein mekavana kol kach b'tefila. But now we don't have so much kavana in davening anyways. So therefore, just to stand for the Amida isn't the most important thing. To be soymech gula l'tefila is important. So therefore, even if you won't be able to stop and stand, but you'll keep on walking or sitting, whatever it is, that is the better of the choice. Mekol mekayim. Okay, so that's the Bekomukim Imu Bederech, if he's traveling. Okay, so he basically says that the people today, the right thing, again, so what is the scenario here that we're talking about? We're talking about that it's impossible for you to do everything in the right time. In other words, you have to leave before Netzach Hama. So you have to leave before Netzach Hama.
And go to the shul?
No, leave on the caravan, whatever, the trip, whatever. You know, you can't, if you're going to shul, it's not a problem. You have to leave. So now the question is, what do you do? What's the right thing to do? So he says the right thing to do is to do the Amida by itself, and then to do the Shema and the Brachas. That is the one that, but he says most people don't do it that way. Most people, if they can't do it that way, they're just not going to do anything, and they're just going to do the regular davening. People don't break it up. Don't just do the davening first, and then they do the Shema. If they do it, they do it together, all in the same time. So he says, now we're not so much going to so, but he says, if a person is on the road, and you're afraid that you're not going to have the time to read the Shema, 3 hours of the day. But you know that you will reach an inn or a hotel before the time for davening. So right now, you can do the Shema. If you don't do the Shema now, you're going to miss the time for the Shema. But you know that eventually you're going to come to a hotel. So you can read Shema by itself, and then you wait with the blessings and with the tefillah until you come to the hotel. So there you can be davening while you're standing, and then you'll be able to do gula l'tefillah. So then you'll daven, you'll do the Shema Yisrael again, you'll do it together with its blessings, and you'll do it. But technically, from Allah, as will be explained in Siman Tzadik Dalet Siv Hei, that you can just go ahead and daven. You can just go ahead and daven now. He says basically, if you're forced to stop and you want to go, You can just stop. It's a long sif over here. He says, once the obligation of davening is upon you, and you can fulfill your obligation halachically, you know, you don't have to stop, you can do it. There's no obligation for you to wait till you're going to do it in the right way later on, and that's why that would be okay.